Hey everyone, Remy Meyer here, founder of Mike's Out Your Gym. Today I'm with Mark Linsky. How is it going, man?
What's up? What's going on?
What's up? So today we're going to speak about programming, right? So the Mike's Out Your Gym program, what we do at Mike's Out Your Gym is that we help you with mindset, business skills, communication skills, branding, marketing, sales, operations, systems, and also actually programming, right? It's not just the client acquisition system. We help you with like all the aspects of your business. And so Mark is the expert for programming, because the thing is that we can show you how to get 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 new clients in a month, right? But how do you handle that? How do you handle this kind of growth, right? If you have 80 new clients, let's just say 30 new clients in 1 month, it's a lot. It's a lot of clients, right? And if they're all beginners and you have to teach them, you know, weightlifting movements, it's going to be tough, right? So today we're going to speak about that, how to handle, you know, this kind of growth when you have a marketing and sales client acquisition system, right, Mark?
Absolutely. So so here's what's interesting about programming is I've been a business owner. I'm in my 11th year of being a CrossFit gym owner. And what's really interesting is over the years, obviously I've seen a lot of things, see things come and go, see CrossFit gym owners pop up and have a really cool thing going. And everybody's like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. You should see how they do things. It's amazing. And then it's like, oh, what happened to that gym? It closed down. Interesting. Wonder why that happened. That's not to say not to innovate. That's to say that, you know, the shiny object isn't necessarily always the thing to chase after. And so what I find in the profitability and like gym programming world is that there's a lot of shiny objects. There's a lot of things that take your attention and make you think to yourself, man, I want to do that. I want to have that kind of workout. I want to have that kind of equipment. I want to have that kind of facility, this, that, and the other thing. And so what I see happen all the time, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but I see it happen all the time, that CrossFit gym owners will just program themselves out of business, and they don't realize they're doing it. They think that they're helping their gym be strong. They think they're helping their clients get all this new virtuous capability as a human being and increase their ability to move and we're working on mobility and all this different stuff. And like, those are really good things. But the fact of the matter is unless you have a systematic approach that takes your business in mind, as well as your people's results in mind, it's never going to be able to be seamless. And what's going to happen is you're going to constantly find yourself pushing people out the door, and then retention is going to be a problem. And then all the whole system breaks down, and then your client acquisition system has to be so amazing just to be able to keep those people, because you have to be able to get people for basically, like, you know, pretty much people get free members. You know, we have people come in for free, have to pay little to nothing to acquire people, because you know you're going to lose them right away. The better option is to be able to get people for, you know, a low amount of money and have a low dollar in your acquisition, and then have all the retention on the back end possible, so that not only do you have to pay little to get them in the door, little to sit to sign them up, but you also get to make a lot on them in the front and then also in the back, because that's how you're going to keep sustainable profit margins long term. All right, so let me get into the actual programming of this. I just like to set that up to say that if you're not talking about your business when you're talking about business, you know, I don't want to just get buttonhole as the programming guy, as, you know, just only can talk about workouts. The reason why I know as much as I do about workouts is because I've tested and tested and tested what works within the scope of business. All right, so y'all hear me as I'm saying this and understand that I'm not just talking about how to get a person shredded. I'm talking about how to make a profitable business and have a really, really amazing experience in the gym as well, right? And now getting people shredded is going to be a really fun byproduct of that. Right, Remy? Six-pack Joe over here. Okay, so when it comes to programming for your business, we have a couple different things we hold on to. First of all is client acquisition, right? So when it comes to client acquisition, well, client acquisition and coach onboarding is two things in my opinion, and they kind of go together. But as far as on, let's say, for example, you're a gym that has, now I recognize that in this group, there's a variety of different gym owners that are going to be listening to me. So let's say, for example, in this instance, you're a gym owner that has somewhere in the ballpark of 100 members, and you have some staff that's fairly established. Actually, you know what? Scratch the numbers of members, because you could have a variety of number of members. But let's say you have a couple coaches who are fairly established that do a really good job, and you really trust them, right? Hopefully you have some people like that. And if you don't, then it's just you, and it's a little tricky. But let's say you are trying to onboard all your new clients, because let's say you get in with our program and we're helping you get new clients, and you know, you get legitimate leads and they come and they really want to sign up. Well, when that happens, you have to onboard these people. And I've heard it said many times over and over again by people that they say, I can only take on so many number of clients per month, because otherwise I get overwhelmed and my existing clients can't handle it, or I can't do a good job of supporting the onboarding that I'm dealing with right now, right? There's 30.
With a CrossFit gym, you have to teach them the 9 fundamental weightlifting movements. They have to learn the proper form for all of those movements. And actually, it does take a while to teach them that, right?
It does. And so if you're a CrossFit gym owner and you're getting new clients in, you want to do a really good job of teaching them these movements really, really well, right? So in order to be able to teach them these things really, really well, there's a couple of things that factor into this. One is competency of your coach to be able to actually explain those things properly and be able to get that stuff across. And then two is competency of the client and their ability to actually learn that stuff, right? So when we're talking about client acquisition, we need to be able to onboard these people in a way that it's very, very effective in keeping them safe, helping them learn the movements properly, and not just keeping them safe, but helping them appreciate the movements that we do, right? We want them to think that what we do is really like worth doing. Otherwise, they're going to be like, meh, I can go somewhere else to do this, right? So here's the problem with that is, let's say Remy comes to my gym, former champion beast mode rower. You did a national crew rowing team for France, right? Mm-hmm. And he comes to my gym, and it's been 5 years since he was on the national rowing team. And since then, you know, he's kind of rode his bike some, and he's done some stuff. But overall, he's never done a muscle up. He's never done handstand walks. He's never done a clean or anything like that. Maybe he did squats one time, but really doesn't know like what he's doing. Well, it doesn't matter how fit he is, I still need to teach him this stuff, right? So he might be able to learn in 3 weeks. He might be able to learn the bulk of the fundamental movements in three weeks. Let's say Sally Joe comes down the road from, you know, just down the street. She saw an ad. She comes in, she's 55 years old, and she hasn't done anything in 30 years, and we want to help her have a transformation. Well, first of all, for that person, I would recommend that you do some kind of a private training. But a lot of those people are going to be in a place where they really want a group environment. Well, if they want that group environment, then they're going to go into your classes. And if they go into your classes, they need to have a different type of experience to an extent than someone like Remy's going to have, who was, you know, formerly a beast and not that long ago was a beast, right? In his case, still is in this particular situation. But when they come in, you might spend 3 weeks onboarding Remy, and you might spend 3 weeks onboarding Sally Joe from down the street. You might spend the same 3 weeks and give them everything you got, but it still might not be enough for Sally Joe, because it's been 30 years and she's 55 years old. Her joints aren't going to appropriate as quickly as they need to. Remy's already good to go.
Maybe she can't even climb stairs.
Yeah, right? It's a different situation. So we're not worried about teaching her how to get under a snatch. You know, you might be worried about teaching her other things that are still important, but you want to get the fundamentals across nonetheless. So I've kind of given some scenarios. This stuff is all like really general that you guys all know of. But here's the thing is, you have to be able to onboard Remy and Sally Joe in the same class at the same time. And if you can't, you got something to say?
So are you using an on-ramp? Are you using foundations?
I don't use either of them formally, because it takes a big toll on my coaching staff and mm-hmm. takes a big bite out of my wallet. And yep. Here's the other thing that it does. It's interesting. It separates the people from my community, which I'm not a fan of. I want people to know what's the magic of CrossFit most of the time? It's the community. Everybody says it, right? Everybody's right. Like, oh, it's our community. You got to meet our people. They're so great. Well, then
CrossFit,
why would you take
any micro gym, right?
Like, right. Yeah, I say CrossFit, but it could be whatever. Yeah, it could be any kind of a micro gym. Any place where people are meeting together and doing something that's hard, you know?
Yeah.
So if the magic of the program is the community, and you have this person who like needs to be within community, then it's super important to be able to get them into your community. It's also super important to be able to have a system that allows for us to take both Remy and Sally Joe in that environment and be able to put them both in a place where they can be successful. So with that, we do what's called tiered programming. So with the Max Out Your Gym system, I've got a series of six modules. It's an hour and a half worth of learning that you go through where you just hear me talking and see screens where I teach how to program for your business. Well, a lot of our clients go through that, and it's a lot because it's super important to learn all this stuff. A lot of them go through and they get it and they're like, got it. Okay. They understand it. They go with it. However, there's also a good chunk who go through and they're like, wow, that's really overwhelming because I got to make sure I play all my cards just right, because it's kind of a chess match to make sure that I have all the workouts in the right place, because it really is a mindset thing. You have to make sure that you understand the concepts behind the type of programming that you're trying to pursue. So what we do is we do what's called a tiered program. So that means that every day there's a level one, level two, and level three. Now, when Remy comes in and he's brand new, I don't care that he was a previous national crew rower for the country of France. He's still going to do my level one program for 3 weeks. I mean, no matter what, he's going to have to learn. And by doing level one program, we have it cyclical to where every 3 weeks you will have hit all the movements that there are to hit. And then after that time frame, you'll roll into kind of the next thing. But anyway, so when it comes to having a system available for everybody, an option available for everybody, we use what's called a tiered program. So level one, every 3 weeks, we'll rotate through the nine fundamental movements, and we'll do it in a way that is completely entry level and meets the person where they're at. So I'm gonna talk about that for a minute, and then I'm gonna go to level two. So with the level one and level two as well, we do what's called a learn by play method. It actually is something we took from the Japanese. The Japanese have some really cool, if anybody's ever studied any of the Japanese approach to education, they had become very overly institutionalized in the like learn from the book type of methodology. And there was a big revolution where they tried to essentially get kids to learn how to, I mean, Japan's like crazy populated, right? It's overcrowded. So they tried to get kids outside of just learning from a book and try and like create environments where kids can go and like try and fail stuff and do it in a safe environment where they can essentially play and learn by playing and not realizing that they're learning, right? So we teach the nine fundamental movements in a way that people don't realize that they're teaching it, that they're being taught it, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens is you get a person who's having a lot of fun learning something new at the same time and not realizing that they're learning something new. They just think they're having a blast, right? And they're getting a lot of results out of the program. They're learning the fundamentals and they're having fun, right? So this has all the benefits you can think of, right? Because I mean, all the best assets are right there all in one. Because what's your biggest hindrance whenever you're trying to teach people new things? You want them to learn the stuff. You want them to give it the important diligence that they need to, but you also want them to give a shit, but they just might not unless they have fun doing it, right? So we teach the nine fundamental movements with specific protocols, such as like you have to have certain lines in your gym, you have everybody stand on. And when everybody's standing on a certain line, if they put the dumbbell in a certain position within the line, you can show them how to do it wrong, how to do it right, and then how to do it better in like literally 45 seconds. And then you move on and you've taught them now how to hinge. You've taught them how to engage their posterior chain. You've taught them how to, properly get their lumbar curve to be maintained. You can teach them all these things, learning by fun and learning by play. And it's also, it's perfect for your brand new beginner. Well, here's what's also cool about that stuff. For somebody who's not a brand new beginner, it serves as a really great warm-up, right? So if I'm in the gym, I'm going to do all those same things. I'm just going to do them with maybe a little bit heavier weight, because now for me, I'm warming up, you know, or I may stick with a lightweight because I'm trying to warm up, right? So for me to warm up and for a person to learn something new ends up being a very, very similar thing. And so that's our level one is it cycles through the fundamental movements. And if you're onboarding new people, it's not a three and out kind of thing. The level one is always there. And it's always an example of, it's always basically like a modified version of the level two at all times within reason and specific to the new beginners needs. Like for example, one thing we do, if you're doing a barbell movement from the ground, the level two can go from the ground, but level one can never go from the ground. So level one doesn't deadlift unless it's with a kettlebell or a dumbbell. And level one doesn't go into a power clean or a snatch from the ground. It's always from the hang. It's two steps. We have to teach a person how to pull the bar from the shin to the knee. And then from there, how to drop under it and drive with the hip. if you can teach them one thing first, how to drive with the hip first by going from the hang, then they can take that, they can get it down, and then they can later on go from the ground. And at that point, that instruction is seamless, right? So without getting too in depth on that, the level one is beginner. It meets the person where they're at, and whether you're advanced or whether you're brand new, you can do the level one for however long or short you need to, with a minimum of 3 weeks. And I got folks who stay level one. They just like it. They're like, I just like level one. I just stick with it. I got a lady who's been with me for 6 years. She's 63 years old, and she just likes the level one better. She prefers it, so she sticks with it. And I say, hey, you know what? That's great.
And by the way, she can definitely transform her body, definitely transform her life. She doesn't need to learn how to muscle up. She doesn't necessarily need to learn how to handstand walk. She doesn't necessarily need to learn how to snatch. Actually, she's still going to transform her body, transform her life with the level one, right?
And let me tell you, she did. That's her right there. I mean, she's freaking ripped. So, and she did that without ever doing, she didn't ever do the level two. I mean, every now and again, she'll do the level two. If it's like something super straightforward, but for the most part, not at all. So, okay. So I've talked a little bit about how the programming looks. I can go into more detail on that. But what I want to talk about next, or go ahead.
What I wanted to say here is that your method is an evergreen method.
Evergreen, right? Exactly.
It's not like, you know, let's say you're going to do a 3 week challenge or 6 week challenge or 8 week challenge. It's not like 20 people will start their 6 week challenge and then you're going to teach them the 9 weightlifting movements. It's like 2 people, the day after 1, the day after 3, the day after 5, the day after 1, the day after 7. And like they're going to start when they start, when they enroll. That's it. They start and they go into the level 1. It's evergreen.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. That's how this works. Is I've done companies like the New You Challenge or whatever. I've done various different companies, programs where they have you start at a certain time frame and then go from there. Let me tell you, that is the hardest crap ever. It's hard, so hard on a business owner. One, it's hard on your pocket, which sucks because you got to make money. And then two, it is so exhausting. I mean, I can't even tell you how exhausting that is. You guys who are watching this, you guys know if you've ever done that stuff, is man, it just wear your happy butt out. But that's what's so great about this is at any point in time when a new person comes in, level one is always the right place for them to start. It never becomes not the right place for them to start anymore. And what's great about it is being that it's cyclical, you'll get the 9 fundamental movements over the course of 3 weeks. So at any point in time when you come, you're going to get them. And then the next day, you're going to get the next one and it's going to rotate and you just keep going through it. So as soon as the 3 weeks is over, you just start over. And so basically it's the perfect way to onboard new people. And you can onboard someone on a Monday or on a Thursday or on a Saturday, and it doesn't matter. And you can onboard somebody who's fit on a Monday and somebody who's unfit on a Thursday. You can onboard 10 people who are unfit on a Thursday and 2 people who are fit on the same day. It doesn't matter. It all works seamlessly so well. So,
and that's how you onboard 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 new clients in a month. That's how you do it.
Exactly.
Without being overwhelmed.
Exactly. And that is how, in my opinion, that's how you keep the ability to do this well is directly determines your ability to have retention on the back end. Yes. Right. If you get a whole bunch of new members in, but you can't onboard them well, dude, they're gonna leave. You know?
Let me give you a stat here. 60% of cancellations occur during the first 60 days. 60% of cancellations occurs during the first 60 days. Right? This is a stat for gym owners. Meaning that you actually have to do a really good job during those first 60 days. If you get them for 60, 80, 100 days, that's it. Now you have them like forever, right? Yeah. If they pass that 100-day mark, you have them forever. You really have to do a great job at the beginning with the onboarding, especially the first 60 days, so that you keep them as long-term members.
You know, I like that you said that. That's definitely true. And there may be a lot of folks who know that in this, but it's good to hear that because something that plays into that is not just the person's results in the first 60 days. What also plays into that is the person's ability to connect with your environment within the first 60 days. So if they're excluded from the environment and then later brought into it, usually there's a high point whenever they're finishing their fundamental time frame. and then they go into the classes, and like they either stick or they don't. Some people stick and some people just don't. So if you put them directly into the classes and they have a place right away and they feel like they have, you know, they feel at home right away in the regular classes, man, that's a huge step forward in helping them get connected, such that whenever they do get to that sticking point of, are they going to stay or not? Well, they already have that emotional connection to some of the folks in the classes and so on and so forth.
The level one will do the workout with the level two, and the level three, everybody is doing actually the same workouts. It's just that instead of back squats, it's going to be air squats, but actually it's like the same word, the same workout, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Within it, yeah, exactly. It's the same within like specific parameters, which we teach. We have like specific pillars that you have to avoid, and then certain things that you have to implement and whatnot. But yes, you're totally right. So I kind of want to switch gears just a little bit, talking about how to onboard people and why that's important with programming. I could go on that all day long, and I hope you guys can ask questions. I'll talk more about that. But here's the other thing that I really, really love about this is, one thing that we do as gym owners is we onboard clients. Another thing that we do is we onboard new coaches. So if you have to onboard, so when I give you a scenario here. When I was first getting things going and getting my business going, it was just me. I had a really hard time onboarding new coaches because I was really worried that people weren't going to live up to the same standard of quality of movement that I did. And I didn't think that people were going to live up to the same effectiveness in teaching the movements that I did. And does the person understand the movements well enough? Can they communicate and articulate the movements well enough? Can they help? Can they do all that in a way that's still fun for the client as well? That was a big concern of mine. And so anytime I onboarded new coaches, man, it was so stressful because I was like, man, this person is going to mess this up. And you know, all it takes is a few bad experiences in your gym for a person to be like, man, screw this, I'm out. And so you want to make sure that every time people come to your gym, they have a really amazing experience. So onboarding new coaches for me used to be a really stressful thing, because if the person didn't do everything perfect, then, you know, the client could have a bad experience. Well, with the tiered method of programming that we teach here in Max Out Your Gym, and specifically my company where I do the programming for you, a lot of that struggle of getting those coaches onboarded, it kind of goes away. I always needed my coaches to understand a certain level of like anatomy and physiology and a certain level of like biomechanics in order to be able to coach people well. And now it's so simple that it's like, follow these instructions and people will be doing all the right movements on accident. Like they won't even realize that they're hinging properly. They won't realize that their posterior chain is engaged properly, but they'll be doing it, right? And so I don't need the coach necessarily to understand every single fault that a person could ever potentially do, but I need them to understand what they're looking for and what cues to give to help make sure that the person is tracking along with the specific goal that we're looking for. And the specific goal that we're looking for is not necessarily a cerebral approach to understanding the biomechanics of the movement, but it's, I told you to push your hips back, were you able to, you know, stuff like that. It's way more simple. And with that, the reason why that works, because you guys are all probably thinking, well, yeah, duh, I don't want to overcomplicate. You don't want to shoot over the heads of your clients. Right. That's true. Right. But there's more than that. You also don't want to let your clients try and work on things that aren't in a place where they're ready to work on yet. Right. For example, like that I mentioned, if you're a level one person, or if you're a client who's doing level one and you're to the point where you're teaching barbell movements, it just doesn't make sense for them to learn from the ground. They'll never learn from the ground in level one. They will always go from the hang because they cannot perform it properly from the ground unless they've first learned how to do it from the hang. So don't ask your clients to do things that they're not ready for, right? We don't ask them to do movements that are above their pay grade. As a result, we don't ever have to worry about that situation where you're asking them to understand things that they don't have hooks to understand with, if that makes sense, right? So we keep the workouts within the realm of, you know, their level and their like preparedness, and then not only do we keep it there, but we allow them to have things to shoot for and things to grow to. You know, I want to work to where I can learn how to go from the ground on this movement. Great, well, let's get the hang down really well. And then you'll know how to go from there. but I'm not going to let you work on it from the ground yet, because first we have to make sure we have the hang down. Anyway, I could go into the programming all day, but the biggest thing you need to know is that evergreen is crucial. If you can't onboard people quickly and efficiently at various different skill levels, then you're not going to be able to grow in your business. And I have people telling me this all the time. I had a guy tell me the other day that I've been coaching for however long and I can coach anybody and I can do anything, all this really great stuff, telling me how great of a coach they are and stuff. And I can do it all. I can onboard people super fast and do a really good job of it, but I can only do so many at a time. And I'm like, then what you're doing is relying on your personal skill sets rather than a scalable system. And your programming should be the first step on the front lines of you having a scalable system to you growing your gym. And if your programming is not a scalable system that is designed for you to be able to, you know, essentially have no skill in the game at all, then that's what we're looking for. That's the goal, right? So here's the next step with this, is that as a gym owner, there's a lot that goes into being able to program that stuff the way I'm talking about. Like I say, I teach this hour and a half worth of 6 modules of me talking and notes and PowerPoint and stuff like that, teaching how to do this properly. Most gym owners spend about 3 hours-ish a week working on their program. Minimum I usually see is an hour and a half, but usually it's about, I usually hear between 2 and 4 hours a week people spend on programming. Well, we have this down. We have a system, my head coach, y'all met Sheila. We have a system where we can learn the flow of your clients and we can teach you the implementation of our programming super easily. And we actually even offer a service. So we offer a service where we do the programming for you. We get to know you, get to know your gym, get to know your flavor, get to know your clientele. And then we do your programming for you. You just pay us a small fee for your programming. And my head coach, Sheila, is responsible for providing you and your staff everything you need to be able to run all the plays that you need to run to make sure that you can have that evergreen system and not have to spend 4 hours a week doing it. So major plus for you. And you have to remember that too. It's not just the time you spend doing it. It's the brain power. And sometimes there's a come down from that time where you have to reorient your brain, switch gears, and then go get ready to now, you know, be the happy guy that everybody's ready to see and stuff. So it might be more than just 4 hours a week that you work on it. You know, it's your mindset you have to protect too.
And also if you do that, it is working in your business still. And you want to avoid this as much as possible. As a business owner, you don't want to work in the business. You don't want to be self-employed. You want to be the business owner owning systems and owning a team to run the systems. So if you're the one programming, you're still working in the business and on the business. And so you need to stop all the activities that you're doing while you're working in the business and start working on the business. What does that mean, working on the business? Systems, marketing, sales, right? You need to spend all of your time on systems, marketing, sales, and then delegate all the rest. So you can delegate to, there are a bunch of companies, right, doing this. The thing is that other companies, they might optimize for sending athletes to the games, you know, or really like optimize, you know, for athletes. But actually, you know, like 90, 95% of your members are not really athletes. They are just like members that just want to change their body, change their life, be healthy, be fit. They don't really want to compete. And so here we're not speaking about optimizing, you know, the programming to send athletes to the CrossFit Games. We are about optimizing the programming so that we're optimizing for the members so that first they like it, so that they don't get injured, so that they get great results, right? Because actually at the end of the day, maybe they're gonna get faster, better results with just kettlebell swings rather, you know, learning how to snatch, for instance. They're gonna get faster, better results actually with simple movements. Then you're gonna improve your retention. And because you optimize for people, you optimize your retention, then it helps you business-wise, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, there are a lot of companies that are doing this right now, but they're not doing it in the way that we do it. What they typically will do is they might have various different levels of workouts, and they might be like easier, harder, hardest kind of thing, like level one, level two, level three, how ours works, easier, harder, hardest. But ours has specific restrictions on having the new person not do certain types of things and then intentionally do other types of things. And so ours is so focused on the customer experience and making sure that retention and making sure that your business and being an evergreen system is at all times the number one most important thing. So like I say, you might be able to find, I know, you know, Jason Kalipa and Ben Bergeron and some of the other, I'm trying to think, somebody else, I think even Spieler's doing, you know, custom programming and whatnot. I've done it. I've looked at it. I have a bunch of friends who do it, but a lot of my friends who do it find themselves having to go in and tweak stuff every week because it's not custom for their specific community, or it's like, oh, I got a new person coming this day, so I have like 10 new people scheduled for tomorrow. You don't have to do that with ours. It is completely done. We do it for you. And at all times, anytime there's ever new people coming, it's easy. It's perfect. You don't have to change anything. It's already ready for new people at all times.
Yeah. And it's really optimized for growth, right?
Exactly.
Optimized to send people to the CrossFit Games. For that, maybe you do a custom programming for those guys, for the ones that want to compete, right?
Yeah. I mean, like we do, the level three
of your member, you can use what we're talking about, right?
Exactly. We do have a level three that does, it is a competitive component. And what we really try and do more than anything with that is just keep people's thirst quenched. But if somebody's like, so if you wanted to go to like, I mean, they don't even have regionals anymore, but if you wanted to qualify for like a sanctional event or whatever, our level three would be sufficient for that. But if you wanted to get from there to the games, that's a big step. That really is kind of custom programming no matter what. So up through something like that, I think it'd be fine. But like you said, the goal is you can't help people unless you're in business and making money. So we want to make it to where you are able to operate your marketing system without hindrance in the gym. And so there are programs out there that allow people that people can buy, like NC Fit and stuff like that you can buy their programming, but they don't optimize for gym growth. They might optimize for fitness or for results or whatever, but you have to optimize for gym growth and retention and going back around and retesting things that you've done in the past as well, so that people can see progress for those people down the line after that 60 days, you know, 90 days, 100 days, you know, down the line, they want to see that they've done something and they've now done it again and they've now done it better. And the whole time it was fun.
Yeah. Because it's true that, let's say you have a word, let's say it's like handstand walk, farmer's walk, flipping tires, thrusters, going on the rowing machine, ski ergs, pull-ups. It would be an amazing workout.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's not really that optimized in terms of equipment, space, right? You can't really have too many people in that class.
Right.
Right. It's not realistic. Yeah.
It's not realistic. So what's going to happen is you're going to have to expect so much out of your facility, out of your clients, and they're going to expect so much out of you that if you ever under deliver again and the next workout doesn't have a skier and a biker and a rowing machine and all these different things, it's going to be frustrating. And then what happens whenever you don't have enough for everyone? Well, now you're screwed. So we optimize for equipment, we optimize for newbies, and then we optimize for space. Those are our big three things. I should have led with that. But anyway, here we are. Also
your coaches' schedule.
Yeah, that's true too. Okay. Yeah, optimizing for coaching is really nice too. And that really has more to do with optimizing for onboarding coaching. We have a day of the week every week at my gym that's like the technical barbell day. And I have one guy who just coaches that really freaking well. So he coaches those classes and it rotates between a Monday and a Wednesday so that people can still make sure they hit it. And then on the next cycle, it'll rotate between a Thursday and a Friday. So everybody kind of gets their thing. But anyway,
and so
yes.
It means here that if you optimize for space and if you optimize for equipment, therefore you also optimize your maximum capacity.
True.
Therefore, you can keep a 5,000 square feet gym like you, Mark.
Mine's smaller.
And yours is smaller. Yeah, it's 5,000 total with the office, but actually the floor is
it's 4,000 with the office, and then the floor total it's like 3,000 ish.
Yeah, and so you can have like a lot of members with just 3,000. How much you said? 3,000.
About 3,000. Yeah, 3,000. Yeah, I'll never have more. I'll never have more. I don't need. There's no need for more.
Exactly. So it's like a medium-sized gym. You don't need a big gym yet. You're close to having 200 members right now, mm-hmm. right? And it's been amazing. You have
thanks to COVID. It was more before.
Yeah, otherwise it would be more. And you also optimize profits because smaller gym, not too much equipment, lower rents, and then that's how you have a 55% profit margin right now.
Yeah, that's the key, man. I'm telling you, is being able to optimize for your space and for your experience and then for your equipment. Man, that is how we make the money that we make. People see the size of our gym and whatnot. They're like, how are you doing that? But the thing is we optimize the crap out of our workouts to where every time people come here, they don't have any reason to ever think that they're missing out on anything. You know, they always think and know and feel that they're getting the best possible experience of all that they can have. And as a result, you know, we're able to keep our efficiency really high. So our profit margins, yeah, it's like 55%. So my take home's great. You know, and I got coaches in there coaching right now while I'm talking to you guys. So anyway, we love efficiency. Efficiency is so important to me, and I want to help you guys with that. I have it down. My team has it down. Don't spend all this time working backwards, trying to do it yourself. Let us do it for you. We're very reasonable with our prices. If you guys are interested, send me a direct message or you can honestly just comment below if you want as well.
Yeah, just comment below in the comments, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably easier. Just comment below with a raised hand or just interested, and I can reach out and we can schedule a call to see if we'd be a good fit for programming for your gym.
Yeah. So just to recap, you optimize your new coaches, right? The onboarding of new coaches, right? It's easier
that's to right.
onboard coaches. You optimize right. profits because you optimize your equipment, you optimize your space. You can have a 55% profit margin. Yep. And also you optimize for retention. We said that the first 60 days are very, very important. And you optimize for like getting a bunch of new clients every single day. It's an evergreen model. You can go from like 20 to like 80 new clients per month with this model, easy, right? And without being overwhelmed by it.
And that sounds crazy to say, go from 20 to 80 clients. It would probably take 2 months to do that. But it sounds crazy to say that, but as my brother would say, I shit you not, it is doable. You can ask some of our clients who just finished up our program. You ask Jessica, she does our programming and she is killing it. She got 32 clients in a month and then 23 the next month. What's that?
35 in a month she got, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, there's no way I could have done this without the tiered model that you guys use, that you guys have taught me. It's so fundamental in being able to introduce people into our system the way that they have.
Yeah, because she's like alone, she's still coaching a lot. So right now we're working on like generating more revenue so that she can hire a coach, so that she can delegate, so that she can get her time back. But she's still coaching 90% of the classes. And even though she's coaching 90% of the classes, she's new, right? With the Max Urging program. Soon it won't be the case. She's gonna coach much less. But right now she's still coaching 90% of the classes. Even if she's doing that, she has been able to onboard 35 new clients in the month because she was using the tiered programming from Mark.
Yeah, it's crucial. It's a game changer. And like I say, you can get programming here or there that's going to help people be fit and whatnot. But the question is, the big question that we answer is how to make it work with your business and make it efficient, where you're making money, you're having free time, and you're actually enjoying it.
That's it. I think we said everything here, right?
Said it. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Mark. And we chat soon.
You bet.